This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Oh, what's on now? Is someone doing podcasts?
Oh, well, hopefully it's us doing some podcasting.
We are. We've got our own podcast, and you can subscribe, which is just fantastic.
Yes, how do we do that?
I'm not sure. I'm not very technical. Any
ideas, Brett?
Well, you know, you can just go onto the Joy website, joy.org.au, or Jamie, they could just listen to us Tuesday nights, 9 to 10, on Joy.
Good on you for being so organised, darling.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriver, and Jamie Lewis.
Good evening and welcome to your weekly dose of Catching Up. Now, we did say that the lovely Dolly Adamson would be with us there in a pre-recorded introduction. Unfortunately, she's at a Dig a Hole festival in the far north Queensland.
Oh, another one, Jamie.
Yes, shoot a rabbit and dig a hole, apparently. It's big up there.
My God, but I'd like to say I hope Dolly's having a beautiful time. Thank you for the Spirit Lounge for the last show and welcome back, Jamie.
Welcome back, Cotter.
To 2013. It's weird, isn't it? 2013.
I haven't done the numerology on it yet, Brett, but I think it's going to be good because my bank balance...
Is that later on in the show?
Yeah. My bank balance has been going up this year already, which I think is a good thing, isn't it? Must be something...
That's really good.
Something in the stars with cash in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, we haven't been here for 2 weeks because the beautiful Dolly hosted, of course, the Christmas Day special, which hundreds of people would have tuned into, of course.
Yes. Now, we did give our last show, a New Year's Day show, over to Sci-Fi and Scream.
We did.
We had a beautiful promo that we were going to play at the start, but someone forgot to record it, didn't they, Jamie?
Well, you mean me, Brett. Yes, I forgot to record it properly.
But you know what? It was hilarious, and I'm glad we did it.
Well, look, it was in true catching up form, wasn't it, really?
Hey, what's on the theme for tonight's show, mate?
Oh, God, I don't know. What is it?
It's all about New Year's resolutions.
That's right, and why they don't work.
Absolutely.
Also, we very excitingly do have a prize to give away tonight.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Exciting.
So, you need to be a Joy member. You need to have not won anything in the last 2 weeks. Now, I'm going to give you the details. 0427 Joy 949. Give us a call. The lovely Jerry is on the desk.
Jerry's on the front desk.
It's 1300 Joy 949, or you can of course email onair@joy.org.au. Send us your name, your membership number. The prize is, wait for it. Thanks to our friends at Roadshow Entertainment, Hit and Miss Season 1 DVD. Don't miss your chance to catch this hit series that everyone is talking about. The gripping and unique thriller has had audiences hooked. Brett, what's it all about, Brett?
It's basically about the life and times of some transgendered folk.
Who kill people.
Who kill people, yeah, unfortunately.
Which is sweet.
Chloe Sevigny.
That's right. It's a burn of a prize.
Sevigny?
Oh, I don't know. You know I'm not very...
We always get our names wrong here at Catching
We're not
Up.
Here for names.
But I want to start the year with... A beautiful girl, because, you know, Dolly did our music.
She did.
We weren't allowed to choose our music for our first show.
And rightly so.
And it's a fantastic song. It's by the one and only Miss Marcia Hines.
Oh, we'll come back and do a bit of catching up with us.
Absolutely.
Hi, this is Marcia Hines, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Something has been going on.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. This is Jamie and Brett on Catching Up, your weekly dose of stupidity. We'd like you to keep yourself nice.
Please.
We're missing our good friend Dolly, who's up in far north somewhere.
Dolly, we miss you so much, darling. Come back soon.
Shooting rabbits. She'll be back next week with you.
She will be.
Oh, no, you'll be by yourself next week.
No, next week we've got a special show, but we'll talk about that later. I want to hear a little bit more about Hit and Miss, the DVD, thanks to our beautiful partners at Roadshow.
Yes.
Giving away this wonderful DVD on Hit and Miss.
What we'd like you to do as Joy members who haven't won a prize in the last 2 weeks is tell us, who would you hit and what do you miss?
So, who would you hit?
Who would you hit? Who do you miss? So, one of the two or both?
Absolutely. So SMS us on 0427 Joy 949. Give us a call. Jerry's at the desk. 1300 Joy 949. or just email us onair@joy.org.au. But Jamie, you and I haven't seen each other just before Christmas.
No, Brett.
And something tells me that you were not in Australia for New Year's Eve.
No, I very fortunately enough got to go to London for New Year's, Brett. And
oh,
it
my
was,
God.
You know, I'm not big on New Year. I think New Year's a bit sad generally. Like, I'm a bit reflective and yeah. I'm a bit like, and I'm tired by midnight and a bit over it. And
yep.
I just think it's all a bit of a hoo-ha. But this year, I thought it was bloody brilliant.
Why?
Because I got someone paid me to go there for work. They
Your
gave
employer.
Me my employer paid me to go. They gave me a wad of cash when I arrived, put me up in a 5-star hotel right next to Big Ben, and the hotel had all this security because they cordoned off the streets
on
Westminster Bridge. So from 9 o'clock, all these chavs were locked behind a barricade, couldn't get onto the bridge. We walk out with our little wristbands on, straight onto the bridge at 11 o'clock.
VIP coming your way.
Big Ben chimes at 12. The London Eye explodes with fireworks, and they're in like both eye view.
Yeah.
And people just screaming. And then the best part of all for me, folks, was listening to the voiceover of the Queen saying, "It's been a year that will live in our memories forever."
She didn't talk about her horrible
was it pre-recorded?
Anus again.
No, but she was just saying, you know, what with the Olympics and everything that's been happening in London.
Horrible. Did you not think, sorry, can I just sidetrack here? Did you not think that one of the lackeys at the palace might have said, Mom, it's about your horrible anus.
What is it, horribus solanius? It's Latin,
it's Latin, which means horrible year or annual.
Yeah.
But...
Well, she's also got a royal regina, hasn't she? I mean,
she does. She does. She's
RE.
Yes, we do. Actually, we do like Her Majesty at catching up, don't we?
It had an amazing vibe.
Yes.
And I think that probably. And we were wishing all our friends across the world because we were 12 hours behind Melbourne.
Yeah, of course.
So we're like, Happy New Year, Melbourne. Happy New Year, Perth. Happy New Year, Paris.
Oh, my God.
And
how exciting.
Standing on this bridge with a very good friend of mine that I hadn't seen for 3 years, which was lovely to catch up with her. And we just looked at each other and went, we've just bloody won the New Year's Eve prize.
And it, do you know what? New Year's should be something exciting, and it never is. It's always a bit of a
fizzle, isn't it? You can't be in New York, Sydney, or London. Just go to bed at 9 o'clock, call it done.
Do you know what the funny thing is now? You know that I was lucky enough with a group of friends. We went down to our friend's beach house for New Year's.
And I can see that because you're brown as a button, aren't you?
I'm almost getting as brown as you. Not quite. I haven't got that Donatella Versace look just yet.
That leatherette.
La crocodile.
You do. You look a bit Hawaiian Five-O, Brett.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate that. I try to do my best.
Oh, the messages have just started rolling in.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe it.
You people, anything you'll do for a prize.
Oh, my God. You've been missed. Thank you so much.
H2A, that's your boyfriend.
Andy's been asleep.
Who's that?
Brett. Okay. Now, Betty has sent something through.
174 What's that mean?
I think that's her membership number. And Betty.
Oh, of course. She's an early member, isn't she, Betty? Good on you, Betty.
But do you know the thing is, Betty, we want to hear what you love about hit and miss.
Who would you hit?
Who would you hit?
Or what do you miss?
Or what do you miss, Betty?
We need a response, Betty. Come on.
My goodness.
Evening, gorgeous boys. Always a pleasure to hear from you two spunkaramas on the wireless. Who's that one
can
from?
It's the beautiful Sammy from Reservoir.
Oh, we love
her. P.S., can I enter the draw? Sammy, you can, but we want to hear who would you want to hit and what would you miss?
Yes.
Now, for those of you who didn't get it before, 0427JOY949 is the SMS.
Now, did you pop your cork at New Year, Brett?
Did I pop my cork?
Did you have a little bottle of champagne for bubbles?
Darling, I always have champagne at New Year's.
And breakfast.
Sometimes. Look, it was really beautiful, but it was quite funny. Because we had a beautiful dinner, our host cooked a 5-course meal.
Were there prawns?
There was seafood.
Seafood.
There was seafood as one of the courses. And we got to about 10 o'clock. We ate far too much.
Yeah.
We had too much to drink. Mm. And one of our friends said, let's go on the New Year's for New Zealand. So it's already midnight and can we all go to bed? But his partner caused a little bit of a stink. Well, he caused a stink by saying, no, this is ridiculous. We're staying up to midnight.
So you wanted to do the New Zealand New Year so you could go to bed early?
Yes.
That's pathetic.
But, you know, you get to that point of like, oh, my God, if you're not... And London, under the London Eye, or in Sydney,
I
hear, you know, Melbourne's fireworks never used to be good, but in the last 10 years, they've been fantastic.
It's a slippery slope, though, because you start with New Zealand's New Year. Before you know it, you're doing Tonga New Year, and you're asleep at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
I know, Jamie, I know. You're absolutely right. What else have you been up to since being back in Melbourne town?
Oh, look, I went to that underwear party last night at the Lead.
You're a dirty homo.
Dirty whore. Look, I won't go into too much details. It was
why
a fun
not,
night.
Jamie? Why
first,
not?
First Monday of every month. Goes off, Brady.
But I take it was quite busy because it's the holiday season and people.
No, it's always busy on that first Monday of the month.
Wow.
Yeah. People, they've got outdoor heaters in the winter and stuff. I mean, some people shouldn't go because some people.
Why is that?
Well, you can wear any type of undies, you know. You can wear boxers, you can wear a G.
Yes.
And some people chose to wear nothing, which was nice for those people.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be.
Should we put a little, like, be warned, explicit language or inappropriate
things?
It's
a gay radio station. People go to parties where they wear their underpants. It's
That's
not
true.
A new thing.
That's very true.
I wore two pairs of underpants.
Two pairs?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, one was sort of, you know, arseless, and I thought I wasn't quite ready to be arseless. So I poured another pair underneath with a bigger waist cucumber band so that it hold my fedubitas in.
Can I say, so that was your spank with your boxers?
And a little pair of shoes.
Oh, my goodness. You're on Joy 94.9.
Your voice. Your radio station. Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Jamie and Brett. This is Catching Up.
I know.
Oh,
it's our first show for the new year and we've got a prize to give away.
Oh, we do. It's called Hit and Miss Season 1 from our good friends at Roadshow Entertainment. Now, it's all about a trans person who is also a bit of a killer, and it's a whole season on the DVD. So it's a real boon of a prize. What we want you to do is tell us who would you hit and or what do you miss? One of the two. Of course, you can just put your name up for it as well. We will be drawing it out towards the end of the show. It's a great prize for you to win. You can SMS us 0427JOY949. You can give us a call 1300JOY949, or you can send an email on air at joy.org.au. I wonder how Dolly is up in far north Queensland. She didn't want us to call, did she?
No, do you know what? That girl, she's a trooper. She came here Christmas night after our killer Christmas show the week before,
yes.
Jamie. Which I'd like to say I've especially uploaded.
Yes,
because and I've included some of our little Christmas cheer songs.
You know how our podcasts are free?
Yes.
Well, I told everyone that's what I got them for Christmas. I just went, there's a podcast up, listen to that. There's your Christmas present. Go for it. What do you reckon?
Cheapskate.
Yeah, Scrooge.
Oh my goodness. Now, hey, it's all about New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
And I wanted to talk about what are the origins.
I'm actively listening, Brett.
Actively?
Yes.
All right. Now, did you know that the ancient Babylonians, because I love the Babylonians.
The ancient Babylonians.
The ancient made promises to their god at the start of each year so they would return borrow objects and pay their debts.
That's nice.
Okay. The Romans.
Like, take stuff back.
Yes.
Yes.
The Romans, however, began each year by making promises to the god Janus.
Janus, again, that word comes up.
I know. For whom the month of January is named after.
Oh, really?
Yes. Janus.
She's got a vajayjay and a Janus, hasn't she?
Now, in medieval times, the knights took the peacock vow.
Right.
I know, Janus
and
peacock. At the end of the Christmas season to reaffirm their commitment to chivalry. Which I thought was quite lovely.
Does they kill a peacock, though? I mean, we should clarify.
Peacock?
Does an animal die in that ceremony?
No, I think the peacock vow is...
little prayer or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
It's nice. Unusual. Yeah. Now, obviously, there's lots of religious parallels during this tradition.
Yes.
In the Jewish faith, Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, yes, that was. I think you probably pronounced that right.
I did. Yeah. Because after you saying Heineken was Chinooka, I did my research.
I was so sure about that.
Through the high holidays and culminating in Yom Kippur.
Oh, no, that just sounds Chinese now.
No, it does sound a little bit Chinese, but it's the Day of Atonement.
Right.
Yes. So this is where one is to reflect on your wrongs doings over the course of the year and seek and offer forgiveness, which I actually thought, that's quite good. So you're trying to get a clean slate.
Yeah. Keep yourself nice.
Yeah. And obviously the Catholics do the same during Lent, but that was obviously relating to the last show, not to ours.
Yes.
But look, the concept, regardless of creed, is always to reflect on self-improvement.
Right.
Now, this leads into the top 10 resolutions.
Here we go.
Okay.
Probably done them all, I reckon.
Now, I reckon let's go through each one because, oh my goodness, okay. So the first one is to spend more time with family and friends.
Yeah, nah.
Just not even like, not even your friends.
Oh, maybe call them a bit more, but not spend time with them.
Oh.
Well,
okay.
Friends are all right. More friends is good.
Yeah.
Friends is good for sure. I just think the problem with resolutions is you don't keep them. You know?
No, you don't. You're absolutely spot
People
on
just
there.
Don't change. It's a load of shit. You try and change, you don't.
Well, you say that.
Yes.
But number two is get fit. And Jamie.
Well, we've done that already.
Well, you know, I did my first spin class.
Did you?
This
did
week?
You go?
Yeah.
Did you wear the fluoro pants like
do you know,
I told
no,
you?
No, do you know what I couldn't find? I'm going to do a sweatband next time.
A sweatband.
But I bought my shorts with orange. No, sorry, yellow fluoro stripe.
But it's fluoro. Did you go under the lights?
Oh, my God. It's really cool. It's like dance party meets spin
yeah.
class.
Yeah, yeah.
Love
and,
it.
And then the serotonin kicks in as well once you push really hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that hasn't gone yet.
You little fat piggy. You didn't try hard
I'm
enough.
I'm not a fat piggy.
You didn't try
I'm
hard enough.
I'm brown and thin.
You should be going off.
Which leads to our next one.
Yes.
Tame the Bold, which we're both on trying to reduce, trying to lose some weight.
Yes.
Because I know you started your health kick last year.
Well, I had to fit through the window last night, so it's a good job I have lost some weight. Because I lost my key at that underwear party.
Yes.
Another story
yes.
there.
We'll leave the rest to it to your imagination. Quit smoking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, sorry. I did that 7 years ago.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, okay. Enjoy life more.
Yeah. I guess. Look, I'm trying to be a little bit downbeat tonight because Dolly's not here and someone's got to be.
When are you going to start your rant, Dol?
Oh. Look, okay. You could enjoy life a bit more if it was better, couldn't you?
But who can make it better?
Look, I had a really good chat with two friends of mine recently,
yes.
and we were talking about feeling a bit just sort of flat and a bit ho-hum
because there's no
drama. Everything's going well.
Yes.
And we get so used to the drama in life that when things are going well, it feels a bit boring. But actually, it's not a bad... So they said, you know, it's not a bad thing. It means things are going really well. You don't have anything to stress about. But it also feels a little dull.
Okay. You're going to hate the next one.
Go on.
Quit. I hate this one as well.
Mm.
Quit drinking.
Yeah, look, reduce drinking.
I think reduce drinking, absolutely.
Mm. Mm. Replace some drinks with fruit juice.
Yes.
I've been doing a lot of juicing with vegetables.
When you say fruit juice, do you mean with or without white rum or vodka?
No. No, I've got a juicer, and I've discovered recently that red capsicum has twice as much vitamin C as oranges and only half the calories. So I've been putting a little capsicum in with my apple juice or something nice like that.
Oh, okay.
Any more New Year's resolutions?
Get out of debt.
I've done that tick.
Oh, okay, lovely.
Have you got debts, Brett?
Oh, just the mortgage.
Oh, yeah, we don't count that
as
a debt,
that's
do we?
Not. But actually, no, we're pretty much... But we have done... Oh, my God, now this is when... But Andy and I have done and said, we work so hard, we need to save a bit more money. So we're going to try to save a little bit more money this year.
Well, that's my New Year's resolution for this year. And I've kicked it off with a bit of savings this year, and it feels really nice to do that. But if you can, get the debts down.
Absolutely.
Save a bit of money. I've started a Bora Bora fund.
Oh, you know what? I'd love to go to Bora Bora.
I know, right?
Even my voice dropped. That's how excited I am.
My tie.
Learn something new, which we did last year. We've got on the radio.
I think I need to learn something new again this year.
I think you do as well, because you need to stop going to underwear parties.
I'm inspired. Why?
Help others, which you did last night.
I do a bit of gardening for the elderly.
Oh, you do too.
When I get a chance.
When you get a chance. And finally, get organised.
Oh, no, I couldn't be more organised if I tried.
You are pretty organised.
Thank you, Brett.
Now, we've got some shout-outs, but I think I'd like to hear a song first and we'll come back
to
the shout-outs.
We have been talking solidly for 20 minutes, so we probably should.
I know.
Give people a break from us.
Look, it's all about funk and disco at Catching Up.
Thanks to Dolly for the beautiful music selection tonight.
Oh, my God.
It was wonderful.
And it has to be Sylvester.
Oh, Dolster. We miss you, sweetheart.
Do you want to funk with me?
Come home. Click your heels 3 times.
Joy 94.9. Australia's best titbit.
Without the tits.
Catching up on Joy 94.9. This is Joy 94.9. You're with Jamie and Brett on Catching Up. Jason Teasdale, he was in that Outland series, wasn't he?
You love a bit of Outland, don't you?
I bought it for myself under recommendation of our dear friend Dolly, who said to buy it. She said, shell out the money, because you know I'm a bit my download occasionally.
Yeah.
But I actually shelled out for that, Dolster, you'll be pleased to know. $8.99 on iTunes, which was a pretty bit of a bargain.
God, that's cheap.
Yeah, yeah, and I watched it all on my something pad.
Yes, good on you.
Listen,
your tablet. Tablet du jour.
My devices.
Yes.
We've got a prize to give away. We want to know.
We have been swamped, haven't we?
Who would you hit? Yes. What would you miss? Because this is Hit and Miss Season 1.
Absolutely.
It's about a trans person that goes on the hunt. Because it's a bit of a killer. We'd like to thank our friends at Roto Entertainment for giving away this DVD of Season 1. We need you to SMS 0427JOY949. Give the lovely Jerry a call, 1300JOY949, or send us an email onair@joy.org.au. You need to be a Joy member and you need to not have won anything in the last 2 weeks, Brett.
Oh, look, and we have been swamped. There's been some wonderful shout-outs.
We'll get through those a little bit later.
Yes. But look, something on Catching Up that we always do, we always like having a bit of a chat. And last year we did record a couple of pre-records because we knew that one or two of us were going to be away.
Well, because we're funny all the time.
Absolutely.
And it's hard to fit all that into an hour. So we thought, look, what we'll do is we'll do it. We come in sometimes and just chat.
Absolutely.
And record it.
Absolutely. And we talk about everything. And obviously in this part of the conversation, we were stuck with ideas to talk about. So we'll just have a listen now.
Yeah.
Joy 94.9.
What can we talk about?
Because most of
the weather. We didn't really enjoy it, did we?
We didn't enjoy it.
No. But look, we talk about lots of things. We talk about Prisoner, Blankety Blanks, Funny Ladies, Little Britain.
Oh, we love that.
Ab Fab.
Yeah. How about some of the music, Dolly, that we get to play?
Oh, what do? We do a bit of Petulia.
Oh.
The Archies. You haven't heard half of it, have you,
darling? No, I've heard all of it, darling.
Lots of chocolate.
I want to play a little bit more of the Supremes. I'm loving the Supremes. Mm.
Yeah, I like more Eartha Kitt as well.
She's like Eartha,
yeah.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mink, Schmink, Money, Shmoney.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dusty we like.
Absolutely.
Dusty's all. We don't play enough Dusty. There's not enough Dusty in the world. No. Or Lulu.
Wishing and hoping for some more Dusty.
And a little bit of Petula again.
What about Lulu? No one talks about Lulu anymore.
Oh, no, Lulu.
Why?
She did take that with Relight My Fire. That wasn't too bad, was it?
That's what about To Sir With Love?
Yeah, that was good.
I got my independence.
To Sir With
Love. The boat that I row. She's still rowing that bloody boat.
Oh, I love the boat that I row.
Somewhere between the North Sea and the Green Sea, rowing a boat as we speak.
Oh, my goodness.
Lulu. No more bloody Lulu, sweetie.
Hey,
no
apparently...
More Lulu. What are we going to talk about next?
Did you know that, what's her name, Jane Fonda, is allowed to take her little shih tzu to restaurants because she says that it's a medical dog? But what is it helping her do? Choose the entree from the menu? Because it's just a little frou-frou dog.
I always thought the frou-frou dogs added up as your wine sommelier as well.
Possibly.
How does that work?
Well, you know, darling, you know, like choosing the entree or choosing the red wine you're going to drink.
Is it just an accessory like a handbag, pretty much, isn't it?
So.
Pretty much.
Can't Jane Fonda take anyone else? What's going on?
Don't you do that with Botox flights at Los Angeles?
No, Botox stays home. He gets scared in the plane.
You're going to do Botox when you're a little bit older, Jamie?
No. I like my face to move.
What do you mean when he's a little bit older?
Oh. Hi, Jamie.
Actually, I had a conversation the other day with my flatmate who was saying she's got to find someone to do a bit of the injecting in your face.
She wants to do that.
She needs a top-up. And I said, oh, is that inferring that you've already had some botulism? Mm. Because that's what it is, folks. It was invented to kill people during the war. Oh. And we like to inject it into our muscles so they die slowly. It's not very nice.
It's not very nice.
No. But I'd get lip fillers, of course.
I might have a bit of Black Death. I'll inject a bit of that.
Probably do a better
job. What's that rat catching? Let me see if I can catch what that rat's catching.
Does no one want to grow old gracefully anymore? That's what I'm going to do anyway.
What's wrong with that?
I want to spend my money on expensive holidays.
Well, no, think about it. $600 every 6 months. You might as well just wait till things really go south and then get it all tied back up again. You know, like go the full lift.
Hoist it up with a nice...
Had many a full lift and she's just recently departed is the old Phyllis Diller.
And this is why we love you, because 94. You are the Wikipedia, not the WikiLeaks, by the way. I was getting that wrong. The
He's
Wikipedia,
got a wicked leak, though.
I think finally Jamie has learnt the difference between the Ukraine and Ecuador.
No, yes. Still not sure.
I'm not sure either. Is it over near Indonesia?
No, it's definitely
further, is it?
Central America.
Oh, I thought it was Eastern Europe.
Gosh, we don't talk about geography generally, do we?
I've got a master's in geography. It's a miracle, really, isn't it?
What do we talk about on the show?
You're doctor of the ground, Brett. I'm a spiritual being.
Oh, right.
I'm going to have a little game with you because you are our Brettpedia.
Yes.
I'm going to say a name and you're going to come up with something trivial.
Okay.
Let's try it.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Doris Day.
She had her fabulous Doris Day show from the late 60s to the early 70s that not many people know about. It's called The Doris Day Show. It was originally set in the countryside, then they moved it to gay San Francisco.
Oh, that sounds well nice. Done.
Well done.
Well done.
And also,
and also,
oh, here we go. And also, no, this is where we refer,
down.
If you
five,
can get,
four, three, two,
if one. You can get a car spot in front of where you're going, it's always referred to as a Doris Day, because in any film that she's ever been in, whether she's visiting the Eiffel Tower in Paris or the Empire State Building in New York City, always right out the front.
Yeah, bless
and
her.
She gets out. There's someone to open her door and she goes on her
way. I reckon
we
should coin a new phrase.
Doris
dead
Day.
As a Doris Day. What do you reckon? That rhymes.
Dead as a Doris Day.
Doris, there's like a Doris in everyone's day, darling.
But if she's been dead a while and we said dead as a Doris Day.
She's not dead yet.
It's a good Aussie slang.
No,
I think
she is, darling. She died a few years ago.
Oh, she did, darling.
Check your bucket list, sweetheart.
Oh, the Brett Peedy has corrected me.
Because Dolly, of course, is living in 1989 where she hadn't died
What year
yet.
Is it? Where am I? What
sure,
are we doing here?
Sure it was 1989, not 79.
Where's my typewriter?
Oh, you should have seen her trying to order things on the calculator the other day. It was quite funny.
My daisy wheel.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Some people get away with a two-finger touch type. You know what I mean? You're just going to let it go with it.
Can we give him another quiz?
What do you like with the toaster,
the
Dolly?
Brett
That's
Pidia?
Just got a slidey up and
goes
down.
Up and down, doesn't it? Up and down, up
Can
and
you
down.
Work that?
It's stuck sometimes. You put a knife
okay,
in
next down. Question. Come
next
on.
Next question. Come on, give him another name.
Oh, come God. On. Questions for Brett. Questions for Brett.
Hawaii Five-0.
Okay. What is Shirley Bassey's real name?
I'll talk about Hawaii Five-0.
Oh, take the easy question.
Yes.
I don't know anything about Hawaii Five-0 or Shirley Bassey.
You don't,
well,
know,
don't know
anything
about Shirley Bassey.
I do know about Shirley Bassey, but I don't
trivial,
know about
come
her,
on.
Her.
All you name. Need to know about Shirley Bassey
She was married
is,
to a gay man.
Yeah, once upon a time,
She
yes.
was originally from a town, a little suburb in Cardiff. She
Wales?
Always says, she always says in
they
interviews.
They don't have suburbs in Cardiff, Brett. They,
no,
have
they do have suburbs in
villages.
Cardiff. I've been there.
Gays in the village.
Yes, gays in the village.
She always says, oh, I'm from Tiger Bay. She was from a place called Splot.
Splot!
That sounds lovely.
Mm. See, that's why we've got you, darling, that lovely trivia. Hey? So she,
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Jamie, Brett, and that was, of course, Dolly, our usual regular co-host, who's in far north Queensland. Now, we did have a little message come through from Dolster saying, digging holes in Palmwood, missing catching up with my boys. Sketchy reception out here, boys. Low-flying toads are playing havoc with the reception.
Oh, bless.
Loves you a long time. Hey, sounding fabox. We'd like to say a very quick thank you to Aleem for saying that you guys are funny.
Oh, thanks, Aleem.
And, of course, the lovely Beck over in Perth's looking forward to joining you next week, Brett.
I know.
The celebration of the musical.
Because what's happened next week is Dolly is still in Queensland. You, my boy, might be going back to Lundy.
I just had such a great time at New Year, I thought I'd just do it all again.
And because my beautiful sister's here, we're taking her out to tea dance this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. So she and I, she's going to be my special guest next week.
What is tea dance, Brett?
Tea dance is a bit of a party because it's the start of Midsummer.
Is it a gay party?
It is a big, old gay party.
Do they have a lot of Long Island iced teas there?
I should expect so, darling.
Geez, Beck could turn for the night. Would she turn?
I don't think she'd turn because she's a bit of a fag hag now.
She'd pretend to turn just to keep everyone comfortable.
to get a couple of free drinks at the bar. But look, she is going to be joining me and we're going to be doing Catching Up on Musicals
Which
next week.
Which you'll love, won't you?
Oh, my God. I'm so super excited about it. But look, we're going to go to another song. It's not a musical because it's all about disco and funk usually.
What's coming up after the song, Brett?
We've got another guest popping in.
Oh.
Yes, Mystic Meg.
Oh, she about?
She's about. She's making the tea at the moment.
Oh, bless her.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, you're listening to Brett Scriver on Joy 94.9. It's Catching Up.
We haven't got any more, you see. I thought we started the...
We'll start at the top again. Leave it recording. Leave it recording. Oh, honestly, God. Leave it recording.
Can I say, this is champagne comedy at its best.
You reckon?
Just leave it recording.
Jamie from the top.
Australia's best titbits without the tits. Catching up on Joy 94.9.
You're catching up with Brett and Jamie on Joy 94.9. It's all about resolutions and New Year's. And I have just been greeted by this ethereal woman who's just floated into the studio. The fantastic, one of our favourite guest stars here, Mystic Meg.
Oh, hello.
How are you? Happy New Year, Meg.
Happy New Year to you, Brett. Love, darling.
Darling, you're here for predictions of 2013.
That's right. I thought I'd come in and see what I could... get from the spirit world for what might be coming up this year.
Oh, my goodness. Well, darling, where should we start? Should we start with celebrities first, or...?
I've got a few of those.
Okay, where would we start, Misty?
Well, I was thinking the other day about this, and I thought, hang on, here we go. I thought Angelina Jolie's probably going to try and adopt
a... Oh, what is she doing? You know she upsets me a lot.
She's going to try and adopt a little gay baby, Brett.
Hasn't she got one already?
Oh, she might, but she's going to get another
one. She's getting another one.
She's going to get another one.
Right, okay.
Well. I feel that the Beckhams are probably going to move.
Oh!
Yes.
Are they buying a new house or state or city?
I think they're going to move to another country, Brett. I'm thinking at the moment, I'm feeling leaning towards Latvia.
Latvia?
Yes.
I hear there's a lot of cheap property in Latvia.
I think the problem is everyone hates Victoria wherever she goes, so they have to, they have to move on quite a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm also predicting this year, Brett, that I think there'll be quite a bad storm sometime in the winter.
In Melbourne?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
In the winter.
We are going to get the ice storm of 2013.
Yes, and I'm also predicting...
Yes.
Look, there'll be winners and losers in most sporting events this year as well.
Well, my goodness, if I was a betting man...
I mean, some of it is a little bit obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit obvious, darling.
I'm also predicting this year, Brendan. Phil to the Rafters will get another run, get another
Phil
season.
To the Rafters, Stuff to the Attic.
Stuff to the Attic will be back again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about Big Brother? Have we got any Big Brother predictions?
I haven't had anything come through for Big Brother, no.
Big Sister?
Big Lezzo, maybe.
Big Lezzo. Oh, that would be awesome,
man. Contenders for that, wouldn't you? Even I'd have a go at that.
Yeah. What, see 12 lesbians build a house and yell and scream at each other doing it?
Have a little tea party, couldn't they? A little herbal tea making group.
Are you looking at her or her or her or her? What else, man?
I also feel we're in politics.
Yes. Oh, politics, yes.
I feel there'll be two sides to most issues this year.
Right. That's a good thing, yes.
And I do feel that there'll be a lot of new growth around springtime as well.
Well, Meg, you're I think you're getting it right so far, darling.
I think you're spot on, isn't it?
I think you're spot on.
I'm also thinking there'll be a royal birth.
Oh, yes.
And I think there might be a few complications. I'm not sure what this
complications.
Stage. Yeah.
Prince Philip?
I don't know. Something about royal births is going to come up.
No horrible anuses?
No horrible ibilianuses. And finally, I think it's going to be quite a bit chilly and rainy in Melbourne this year as well.
Any particular time?
I think through the winter especially.
Through the winter?
Yeah. But that's all I've had safe. If anything comes in, I'll go and put a kettle on.
Meg, you are worth your weight in gold.
Thank you, bro.
I think you better go to the respirator because I'm a little bit scared that you're going to pass out.
It's me, asthma.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, look, have we got any more? Where's Jamie, for goodness sake?
Oh, here
Jamie?
I am, back.
You're never here with Meg.
Oh, I don't like her that much. She's a bit of a bitch.
Oh, look, she's all right. She's come all the way. Where has she come from? On a broomstick.
Up the Nongs she lives.
Up the Nongs.
She gets the
Dandenongs, for those of you who don't live in Melbourne.
She gets up my nong. look, lots of people have been sending in because we have got a fabulous prize.
We do. And what is that fabulous prize?
It's called Hit and Miss from our friends at Roadshow Entertainment.
And
it's
season
one.
We've asked join members tonight, who would they like to hit? Who would they like to miss? And you can still SMS us on 0427JOY949. Give us a call. Jerry's at the desk, 1300JOY949. Or email us on air. @joy.org.au.
Yeah, and Betty says that she
Betty.
She would hit on her gorgeous woman Sammy and miss out on all the other women.
Oh,
isn't
Betty,
that sweet?
You're and then, an old romantic.
And then I think Sammy said that she would hit on Betty and miss out on the other women. They are in love.
They are in love. There's nothing stronger than lesbian love.
It sounds like a lesbian lockdown, doesn't it?
Maybe they should be in the lesbian Big Brother house. Big Les.
I'd love that.
Big Les.
Let's go up. We should phone some channels and ask him.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Something I view. Something online, maybe.
Because they would go... Like, if we put them under pressure, gave them some tasks, they ran out of tea or something, they would kill each other
they
in that
would.
House.
They would.
Be great.
What do you mean there's no chrysanthemum tea?
There's no licorice tea. I'm out of here.
Do you know how many dogs would they bring to the house? How many animals?
Oh, they'd have a few pets, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
A few small fluffies.
Do you know what, actually, we always talked about with Big Brother?
Mm-hmm.
Just having it for old gay men.
Oh,
could you imagine
God.
It? Now, could you imagine they'd just all, like, about 12 o'clock, it's dead to hair. You'd imagine. Then they'd get stuck in the booze in the afternoon.
Claws would be out.
My goodness.
I don't know. We might mellow as we get older, Brett. We might become wise and...
Yeah, or not.
No, we might. I'm hopeful.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Oh, well. Dolly, who is missing us, we are Sons Dolly tonight, yes. And she obviously gave us a beautiful, beautiful collection of music.
She does the music. Here's another one. Oh, this one sounds good. Who's this, Brett?
Band of Gold.
Oh,
I love this song. Feet of Pain. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
All that I need is a band of gold.
Oh,
thank
my
you,
God.
Dolly, for that. That's a beautiful song, Brett. I love that. Now
you're very... on catching up on Joy 94.9.
Yes, people know that, Brett, because they
know,
love
darling,
us.
But,
we
know.
Need to do a quick apology because our Brettypedia facts from our pre-record is we weren't sure. We looked high and low on the internet, and apparently Doris Day isn't dead.
No.
Not quite, anyway. She's hanging in there.
I can't believe it. I thought she had finally gone.
And thank you to the person that emailed us in and told us to stop killing people off.
Yes.
That weren't dead.
I know.
Joining us now is the lovely Sonia from Sci-Fi and Scream.
She's alive and well.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
What's on the show tonight?
What's on the slab? Well, yes. We have got our kickoff for the year.
Yes, yes.
It's the big sporting event of the year. It is Doctor Who turns 50.
Oh, my God. How exciting, because I'm a huge
Me
Who
too.
Fan.
You're a huge Who.
I'm a Her.
Oh, a Who? A Doctor Who?
Doctor Who.
So it's 50 years, 1963. Look at that. I got the maths right.
I bet they released like a box set TARDIS or something.
They've done that already. So there's more.
Gold TARDIS.
I don't have a TARDIS. Thanks for that. Andrew's going to hate me.
You know,
when
you can get TARDIS bathrobes and Dalek dresses.
I saw the Dalek dress on
Outland.
That was hysterical. Well,
we have John Richards from Outland actually coming into the studio with Ben McKenzie.
Which one's he?
They're the creators of the show.
There. Is that Fab?
Yes. Not Fab.
No, not Fab.
The other one.
That's the other one.
Repeat after me, Brett.
Yes, the other one.
That's very exciting. I just watched it.
What do you think?
I loved it.
Thumbs up.
And I loved that it was from Melbourne.
Loved it.
Geek
it was,
love. It's harder to come out as a geek than it is to come out as gay, apparently.
It is.
Yes.
I love that premise.
And it's hard being a gay geek.
Yes.
Or a geek gay.
Or a geeky gay.
Until you end up rich and powerful, then it's fine.
It's hard
being
a nerf herder.
It is. Hey, but Sunday I have to share something.
It's very exciting.
Son and I.
Okay, good.
Because there's so much action-packed weekend because it is the start of midsummer.
And you'll be there to have a chat.
Well, I'm going to be there, and then later on I'm going to be dancing.
Right.
I'm going to be dancing a tea dance.
Oh, that's nice.
Cutting a rug. I'm really excited.
I'm going to be Doctor Whoing.
I know.
For the gay geeks later
on
that day.
Oh, my God.
Do you reckon they'll kill the new Doctor Who soon? Is he had a bitch?
No, just regenerate.
I mean the actor.
No, he's doing very well. He's very popular. It's the bow ties, I think.
Okay, and the one before.
Matt.
The previous
David
one before
Tennant,
this one.
Yeah.
He didn't
was
get
very
long,
popular.
Did he? Really?
No, he had about 3 or 4 years, mate.
Oh, is that long? It's not long in Doctor Who years, though.
No, he's not a Who.
No,
he's not a Who fan. You don't
a Who
know.
Variant.
You don't know.
No, but I didn't think that was a very long run for a Doctor Who. Is that a good run?
It's varied.
That's a very, yeah.
But really?
Look, we might be eating into their material
we'll
for the next show. Sci-Fi and Screen is coming up at 10 o'clock. Sonia, it is so beautiful to see you, and I can't wait to see you on Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Me too.
Well, it's almost up, isn't it? The New Year show.
And our
over.
Resolutions, which we've already passed and we've already let go of.
Have we got a winner?
We do. We're going to give the Hit and Miss DVD, thanks to Roto Entertainment, to Sammy, our Joy member, coming out your
Sammy.
Way. Jerry will probably give you a call.
Congratulations. Now, Jamie, you're going to be off in London town.
Yeah, I need to get some more crisps and chocolate.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, it's so good over there. Brett, do you want me to bring anything back?
Oh.
What about a little mug with the Queen on it?
Oh, you know what? Something lovely from
London-y?
John Lewis.
I'm not buying your clothes.
Not John Lewis. No. Something like London-y.
Oh, like a mug.
Yeah.
Keep calm maybe and stick not, it up your sort of mug.
You know, something with keep calm on it, because I don't have that.
Okay.
Next week, because Dolly is still away, I'm going to be joined by my fabulous sister, and we're going to be catching up on musicals. So we are going to We're going to talk about some of the musicals that my sister and I have actually appeared in.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, because you've been in most of them, haven't you? it's okay to wear a dress in a musical or a pantomime.
You're absolutely right. But this has been Brett.
It's been Jamie too. Well, it's lovely to have your company as usual on a Tuesday night here on Joy 94.9 with Catching Up.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.